I gotta grind, won't stop. Hustle, won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go, go, get, stay up by my bitch.
Big night tonight. I enjoy watching MMA, and there's a big fight tonight. With actually a pretty good lineup of people. The main event, Sean O'Malley and Marlon Vera, both super good fighters, both very fun to watch. I think it'll be a good match. And then Poirier also fights tonight. So if you're into MMA, today's March 9th, and this podcast won't be released for another day or two, but yeah, so we'll all know the winner and everything by then. But anyways, if you're not an MMA person, that's okay. I like MMA because there's so many skills that you have to know to be successful in MMA. MMA, if you're not familiar, mixed martial arts. I don't know everything about it, but you got to be able to grapple. You got to be able to fight off submissions. You got to be able to fight off takedowns. You got to be able to strike. You got to be able to defend strikes. The movement, the amount of energy that's spent during these fights is incredible to me. The way these guys have to train to make weight, but then again, keep their body and mind focused, and their energy up. And it's a very intriguing sport to me. Mostly, I don't really care. I like, it's not because I like the violence of it. I like the art of it. Like, there is an art to it. To me, it has got to be one of the most technical sports on the planet, if not the most technical sport. Because in basketball, yeah, you got to know a few things, how to play some D, shoot the ball. Of course, there's techniques built in and things like that. But I mean, you're not defending yourself from knockouts and takedowns and getting choked out and submitted and all that stuff. So to me, it's a very intriguing sport just because of the art and the work that it takes to get good at it. It's years and years and years. I mean, just like a lot of things, but I just feel like fighting in MMA is just up there in terms of the art, technique, and all the skill sets and mindset that you have to be able to compete at that level. So anywho, should be a good fight. I think it'll be an exciting one. But yeah, so as many of you know or you're aware, I released a book, and I don't know how well it's done or how not well it's done. I really don't know because I haven't really checked the metrics, and you know, I haven't paid to promote it or anything like that. So people have purchased it, and I know that, and because they showed me and shared it on social, and some people have bought them from me personally. And so the first thing I want to say is I just appreciate everybody that supported it and purchased it, regardless of, I guess, your stance on, I don't know, regardless of, yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that, but thank you for purchasing that book. If you haven't, feel free to go purchase it. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on Walmart.com. It's on pretty much anywhere you can buy a book. You can buy the ebook version, which is super cheap. It's like, I don't even know, like $3. And then the hard version, the paperback version, is $7.99, I believe, is what it's for sale at. So thank you to those of you who have supported it. and thank you to the people who share the podcast and listen to the podcast and things like that. So again, I didn't write a book to get wealthy. I didn't create a podcast to make $1 million, even though it'd be cool. But I do it because it's what I like to do. I like to share my stories. I like to share what I've learned and give people insight. So hopefully, they can expedite whatever process it is in their lives, whether it's in business or fitness or whatever, because I've screwed up both of them tremendously. And, yeah. So, Thank you for everybody that has shared. I did, however, get to promote Magic Mind, which is a energy boost, I guess. I don't know. It's not a energy drink or anything like that, but it is to help with clarity and focus and get your energy up and things like that. But it's all natural ingredients, things like that. So I did have an opportunity to promote them on the podcast, which was pretty cool. And I tried their product and it's pretty good too. So right now, if you go back and listen to, I think it's 87, 88, 89. There's a discount code. I also post it on my social and you can go check out some of the Magic Mind. It's just, it's a lot better than, like coffee and stuff. So yeah, so that's been cool that I've been able to do that. They reached out to me and asked me to promote it. So I did. So the thing that I want to dive into today, is it seems like everybody has a measuring stick. And so everything that I've just kind of talked about, the podcast, the book, the questions that I often get from people and the view that you get from people, and I've kind of been going through this too because I've been doing the open workouts, the CrossFit open workouts, just because I like to challenge myself and try to outdo my wife too, but she has beat me both times. But that's neither here nor there. But I like to try those. I like to do something different every once in a while. So I've been doing the open workouts. And the thing that I've realized about people, and I'm guilty of this too, but people are quick to want to know the results of something that you do. So it's like somebody's always carrying around a measuring stick with them, right? And so like an example, so I published a book. I self-published it. I had two local ladies go through and edit it for me and make sure it flows and, you know, do all some of the grammar mechanics. I'm sure there's still errors in the book. I'm sure there's stuff in there that if I could go back and take out and redo. I haven't even read the book, right? Like I read it obviously when I wrote it and read it afterwards and through all the edits and things like that. But I haven't read the final copy. And the reason that I haven't read the final copy, and I probably never will unless I need to go back and reference something, is because of the fact that I get so caught up in, oh man, I should have taken this out. I should have added that. Or I could have done this better. Why did I say that? Why is this? Oh, I could explain that better. And I go through and I try to perfect all this stuff, right? I could spend the next 10 years or longer perfecting the book the way it's written, because in the next 2 years, I might change my mind on the way something was written in that book or needs to be reworded or said differently. So like, I don't go back and read it. I don't go back and listen to my podcast and things like that. I just don't. But it's like with the book, so I self-published, had people edit it. It was a great process, fun to see it come to life. It's great that it's out and people can buy it and things like that. But the thing that people always ask me, and we're so results-driven in America, which I totally get because I'm results-driven as well, but it's never... The thing that comes up more often than not is, well, how many copies have you sold? And if I don't give a good answer, like if I'm not like, oh, dude, already 10,000 have flown off the shelf, then people are going to think that it's inferior. And there has not been 10,000 copies sold, just for the record. I don't even know how many copies sold. I don't even know if it's 100. But people are quick to judge in that capacity. Right. So, well, how many books have you sold? Well, number one, it's my first book. I've never written a book before. I never published a book before. I've never promoted a book before. I have no idea how any of this process worked. I was winging it the whole time, trying to figure out how to do it. I paid a dude on Fiverr to go through and format the book so it could be published, because I didn't know how to get it all formatted to be published by the self-publishing company. So like, this is a whole new world to me. I don't expect it to be this great, grand, wonderful, knock it out of the park shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that people take it and they read it and they get something out of it and they're able to implement some things that I talk about in there. But it's not going to be a home run, and I'm okay with that at this point, right? And if it does, cool, like great, grand, wonderful. I mean, it's been bought in Europe, and somebody bought it in Germany and the UK, so it's been sold worldwide so far. That's what I'm going to say anyways. But the metrics of it are going to be slim because, number one, not everybody knows who I am in the world. Number two, like, things take a long time to catch on. Like, you think about painters, and painters a lot of times aren't famous until they're dead. And so I don't know what's going to come with the book, but the point I'm trying to get across is this happens with my podcast too, is how many downloads you got. It's around 5,000 for those of you who are asking or are really curious about it. It's below 5,000, but it's getting closer. I haven't checked it in weeks. So I don't really know. Last time I checked, it was like 4,000 and something. So I don't know. I don't do it for that. You know, you look at through people's social medias and they post something, you're like, oh, dude, this dude must be lame. He's got like 3 likes. And we're all guilty of it, right? We're all guilty of measuring people based on what they've put out there. But we are very, very slow to be like, oh, you published a book? That's really cool, man. Good for you. I'm glad you did that. Now, I've had a few people do that, and a few people that just support me, and they're cool, and I appreciate them. But most people want to know the metric behind it and see if it's cool enough, if it's caught on to the market enough for them to purchase it. Is it good enough for them? You know, like, I feel like it's a measuring stick to see where I rank among all these other people, which is going to be very, very low, because like the people that have written this type of book are been doing it for a lot longer than I have. So it gets kind of annoying and discouraging when this happens. And it's like going back to the CrossFit reference. People, did you finish? That's not the question they ask. And I'm guilty of this, guys. Like, I've asked a couple people this question. How many rounds did you get? What was your time? Instead of being like, dude, that's cool. You did that workout, man. That shit was hard. Good for you for even participating and doing the best that you could. Right? But no, we have to measure our performance versus somebody else's, or somebody has to measure our performance versus theirs, or measure our performance versus somebody else who's way further along in the process, whatever it may be. I mean, you see the measuring stick come out all the time in conversation. You see it a lot at the gym. When somebody does something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, like publish a book or start a podcast and things like that, people oftentimes want to know, oh, well, how's it going? Like, how many of this do you have? How many of that do you have? Oh yeah, I saw on social that you had like 4 likes and like whatever. And it's, to me, I mean, yeah, of course we want to have the best of everything, but to me, it's almost like people are measuring you, comparing you to other people that are maybe in the space or have done something, but they themselves haven't done a fucking thing, right? So anybody that comes up to me and wants to measure me up on how many books I sell or have sold or whatever, but has never published a book or even gone through the process or even thought about putting some content out, I don't care. Measure me all you want. Because the answer is, I've sold more books than you have. I've gotten more podcast downloads than you have. Like, I've done more shit than you have. And so, beware in of the people that are running around with the measuring sticks all the time, wondering, because essentially the only reason they're asking is to see if you're better than them, or to see if you rank high in society, or you rank high in this space, or whatever. Bottom line is, like, you as a person, if you're putting content out, if you're writing a book, if you're making a podcast, if you're trying to help people, if whatever it is, you're doing more than that person is, because the people that give a shit and the people that are going to support you, they're not packing around the measuring stick. Like, they're going to support you. They're like, hey, that's very cool. Like, there's a handful of people that when this book came out or they found out that it got published, they're like, oh, dude, that's really cool. Good for you, man. That's awesome. Whether they bought it or not, I have no idea. I don't know. But they didn't pull a measuring stick out and be like, oh, how many books do you sell? Do you got it here? Is it here? Well, do you have it here? And try to rank me against other people or to try to make themselves feel better about themselves. Because one thing that really drives me nuts in today's society, and I'm guilty of it too, is people will be like, oh, yeah, he published this or that or posted that or whatever, but you only got like blank likes and they're not doing shit with their lives, right? All they're doing is consuming content and then judging you based on the content or judging you based on the sales. The deal is if you've started and if you're building and if you're putting shit content out and you're working hard and you're trying to do the best you can and you're in it for the benefit of others, like, it doesn't really matter what the measuring stick says in terms of these people. Sure, I love metrics. Like, I love looking at those types of things. I don't let it consume me. Like, with this podcast, I don't let the downloads consume me. Okay. I don't expect it to be near as big as Joe Rogan. Like, Joe Rogan has like over 2,000 episodes. I have like 92. Okay. So there's a big difference. That dude's been in the spotlight for 800 years. I've never been in the spotlight worldwide, nationally, like locally, sure, but none of the big stuff. So I can't expect to have those types of results at this point, right? So you just can't let it bring you down on what the things that you want to do. If you want to publish the book, publish the book. If you want to start the podcast, start the podcast. If you want to start the business, start the business. People are always going to measure you, right? And the biggest thing that you can do is win, like, and keep producing content. And people are going to judge. People are going to say shit. People are blah, 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 blah. You're going to, it is what it is. Like, you're going to be judged by family. You're going to be measured by family. You're going to be measured by friends. You're going to be measured by people you thought were friends. You're going to be measured by society, period, in general. So, like, everybody's packing around this measuring stick, and the big reason, in my opinion, is they don't want you to be better off than them. And so it's a comparison thing for them or to somebody else because that makes them feel better. Oh, yeah, well, you published a book, but you've only sold however many copies. So-and-so published theirs and sold this many copies, just so you know. My buddy did this. I don't give a shit about your buddy. What about you? What did you do? How many books did you publish? How many copies have you sold? Exactly, zero, because you haven't done shit, okay? So, like, this measuring stick that I'm referring to, I think everybody is familiar with it because we've all seen it in some capacity, whether we've been having a conversation with somebody, and you're like, yeah, dude, I caught a 7-pound fish the other day, and they're like, oh, dude, 2 years ago, I caught an 8-pounder, right? Just to measure you up, just to one-up you, right? And it's frustrating and it's annoying. And really, like, it makes you feel a little bit inferior in some regards. Maybe not the fish story, but like, man, like, oh, you've only sold this many copies. But yeah, bitch, how many have you sold? You know what I'm saying? Like, I have learned through this process with this podcast, with this book, with business, with all the different stuff that I've done that people are going to measure me. They're going to say things about me. They're going to bring things up. They're going to post stuff. They're whatever. Good, bad, indifferent. It is what it is. And you just have to let it go. Like, you just have to do your thing. And if your thing works for them, great. If it doesn't work for them, whatever. But like I've always told you guys, in this podcast, in the book, like, if one person gets something from it and is able to make their lives better, it's worth it to me. Like, I don't care if it takes 10,000 downloads until somebody's like, oh, yeah, I implemented this and it worked, or I tried that and it worked, or yeah, I really liked what you said about this. Actually, is what we did in our business is this. Then it's worth it to me, right? So all you people out there that are getting your measuring sticks out, wondering how many copies I've sold, wondering how many downloads I've had, wondering how many likes I have on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, wondering how much money my business produces and revenue and blah, 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 blah. Like, go focus on your own stuff. Because if you're going to take that much time to worry about me, imagine what you could be doing with that time worrying about you and building your life and where you could be, rather than judging Nick and measuring his status and his expertise and measuring where he's at in his life versus where you want to go or where you could be. So my advice to everybody out there, if you're a person that likes to bring out your measuring stick and judge and compare people to other people and their work, but you haven't done anything yourself, you should stop. And those of you that have done stuff, that you're sharing stuff, that you're doing the things, and the person with the measurement comes, the measuring stick comes up to you and judges you, you should forget about them and not worry about it and focus on what it is that you're doing. Because if you continue to do the thing that you've been doing over and over, you're going to get better at it. You're going to get more skilled at it. More and more people are going to see it. More and more people are going to hear it. And it's going to grow organically no matter what. Like, the only thing that will stop you from growing is if you quit. And that's evident in pretty much everything in your life. But people are going to measure you throughout the entire process. They're going to measure you by your house. They're going to measure you by your car. They're going to measure you by the number of books you sold, the number of downloads you get. How much money have you made from this? How much money have you done from this? Oh, do you have this now? Oh, your house is bigger. Oh, let me get my measuring stick out and make sure it's not any bigger than mine. So forget about those people, because most of the time, those people are insecure with what they've accomplished in life and where they're at in life. And the people that actually care and support you, whether they're doing better than you or less than you or whatever, like, they'll be there to support you no matter what. Like, you could write 100 books and sell zero, but they'll probably buy one just to be in support of you. So those are the people that you want to surround yourself with. Those are the people that you want to judge yourself on, if you will, or whatever, however you want to phrase that. Those are the people that care, right? And those are the people that should be truthful with you. Those are the people that should be supporting you, and you should support them right back. So the people with the measuring sticks got to go away. As long as you're doing the work and doing it the best of your ability, you're only going to get better and you're only going to continue to grow. Super bad bitch. If I want it, then I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do, it go.